It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Boy, oh boy, do we have an incredible show ahead. Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Yes, the Nielsen ratings have us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. A special thank you to each and every one of you who tunes in every Sunday and expects incredible business content. Tonight, do we have a show for you? Oh, man. But it's radio, so just a little bit of suspense. You know, that's how it goes. First of all, on our popular website that hosts all the past shows that we have, you can pick up the interview I had with Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at General Electric, and so many others. We recently interviewed Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie Services, 400 of the Fortune 500 companies. What an incredible interview we had. And so many other great guests. And many are on our popular YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And throughout our shows, we cover such a wide range of topics, professions, business categories, the customer experience, emerging technologies, strategic planning, B2C retail, entrepreneurship, financial planning, hiring superstars. Tonight's show is going to get a touch of everything. Because of the incredible guests that we have. Special thank you to our team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular, Michal Sofer and Srilly, who just make it happen and make my job quite easy. Let's go to tonight's incredible show. Tonight's show is a preview of the upcoming JCon conference, okay? JCon, Planning Your Future Panasa. And I'm going to be co-hosted with noted career consultant and mishpacha columnist, Shayna Karen. Shayna, thank you for joining me here on the set tonight.
Thank you for having me. Treat. Pleasure.
The upcoming JCon, Planning Your Future Panasa conference, will be held on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. The event will provide guidance, mentorship, education, and career advice to the incoming students entering college in the near future. The event will showcase vocational and higher education options while also guiding students to certificate programs and how to start their very own businesses. Tonight's show, again, I am co-hosted by noted career consultant Shayna Karen. We'll also be speaking with Dr. Danielle Wozniak, Vice President for Global Strategy and Business Development at Yeshiva University, Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, Dean of Students and Vice President for Planning at Touro University, Chaim Shapiro, Director of Office for Student Success at Touro University, Dr. Javi Goldberg, Dean at Machon Tamima, Dr. Eli Lassen, CEO of Lassen Talent Solutions, Danny Gavin, Founder and Instructor at ODO Academy, and Shia Rubenstein, the Founder of the JCon Conferences. We're going to be discussing how does someone choose their career? That's a key question. Shayna deals with that all the time. And the guests that we're going to be talking with give great advice and perspective. And it's a key question because everyone has to pursue something. They don't have to, but they'll love and enjoy every day of their life if they're pursuing something that they absolutely love. What are the best jobs in today's market climate? And what are the common trends or challenges the younger generation is facing coming into the world of higher education? I give a very warm welcome to our great team of guests. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. I'm going to go first to Dr. Danielle Wozniak, Vice President for Global Strategy and Business Development at Yeshiva University. Some people in the ultra-Orthodox communities are looking for an alternative to a four-year college program. Can you please share with us a solution that yourself and Yeshiva University have been working on?
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here and thrilled to talk with you about some of the exciting things that we're doing at Yeshiva University. So we will be launching an adult and continuing education branch of Yeshiva University that will prepare men and women for the work world through certificates, certificates that can stack to degree completions for the undergraduate level and then also to a master's level. Our certificates are competency-based. And what that means is you emerge with the skills that you need to help you get your first job, or if you have been working for a while, it can help you take the next step to enhance your career, to find a job that maybe pays better or is closer to your interests. And if you're also looking to change careers, we can help you with that. I think the most important thing I would say is that our certificates not only prepare you for the work world through competencies. In other words, when you leave our certificates, you will have a set of skills and competencies that you can take into the workforce. And you can also stack those certificates to additional credentials or additional skills. This is extremely important because one of the things that we know about the work world is that it's changing very quickly. And so what you prepare for initially, you may want to continue that preparation, or you might want to switch directions altogether. Because the work world is so fluid, we wanted to match the educational preparation to that fluidity and to allow you to come and take a certificate and continue in that vein or find something else. I think the other thing I would say is that our certificates are high quality and they're very affordable.
I'm going to turn to my co-host, Mrs. Shayna Karen. Thank you for joining me on the set. Any questions for Dr. Wozniak?
Thank you. I absolutely love what YU is doing and the program that you're creating with them. And from the little that I've learned about it, I'm amazed at how forward thinking and really up to date and working with the times and even the post-COVID population and what people are expecting and the ways that they're thinking about careers. You really have, I believe you're answering those questions and those needs very directly. So I love that. I'm sure people come to you all the time for career advice when they're choosing programs with a variety of options that you give them. What is your advice on how to make the best choice?
Oh, that's a great question. Some of it is trial and error, and some of it is scientific. So one of the things that we will be doing at Yeshiva in this continuing education and adult education program, we're calling it YU Global, is to help you find out where your passions and where your interests lie. Sometimes it's not always obvious. There are interest inventories that we have available through our Career Center that you can take that will help guide you. The federal government also has interest inventories. These are small, like very low stakes tests that you can take, and they can help you find what it is that you are really interested in. And we find a high correlation between what people are interested in and what they do well in. And then we can match those interests to the workforce. And then we can take a look at what training would you need in order to work full time and develop a career around those interests. One of the things that we're doing at YU Global is that we are developing multiple tracks so that we like to think that we're preparing a little something for everyone. So we are looking at certificates in technology, in business, in human services, and in education. And each of these certificates, we have multiple choices in each one of those areas, and each one of those certificates is connected to a career track. So whatever it is that you're interested in, that you want to develop, we will help you get there. And I guess I also want to stress that this is a personal exploration. And so we will accompany you on that journey. Our Career Counseling Center is prepared to help you find that career or profession that is really right for you.
That's incredible. Dr. Wozniak, you mentioned the new initiative, YU Global. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
I would love to. So YU Global is designed to open doors through career and competency-based education that can lead to employment and at And it can also stack toward credentials like degrees. We'll be launching a full complement of our programs after the Chagim, but we may also launch some of our certificates as early as June. We are developing right now a full career center that can help students with those interest inventories. And once they're done with those certificates, can also then help them find jobs and look for, point them in the direction to find those jobs, help them get their resumes together, and can also help with job interviewing skills. I think the one thing about YU Global is that we are flexible, we are affordable, and we maintain the high quality that Yeshiva University holds for all the initiatives that we launch. And the other thing about YU Global is that it's really aimed toward a very changeable and changing job market. So we know that what you prepare for today may not be the end of your preparation. So we've made it very affordable for you to come back and to add to that, to add to your skill set with additional skills, or if you decide that you want to complete a bachelor's degree and then stack that to a master's degree, we have that also. And so, so YU Global really is preparing the workforce of tomorrow, and we know that it will really change some lives and be a wonderful experience for anybody who comes our way.
Now, for many people listening, this is the first time they're hearing about this. So, yes, you heard it here first. And it will be, of course, a feature at the upcoming JCon Planning Your Future Parnassa Conference, which will be taking place on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saftless right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Tonight's show is a preview of the upcoming JCon Planning Your Future Parnassa Conference, which will be held on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. We have an incredible lineup on tonight's show. In case you missed the first segment of tonight's show with Dr. Wozniak, this, Michal has it up on the podcast by Monday morning, and the YouTube will be up in a week or two, and you'll be able to see this entire presentation. My co-host is noted career consultant and mishpacha columnist, Mrs. Shana Karen. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
So perhaps you could take it away with our incredible next guest, Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, Dean of Students and Vice President of Planning for Planning at Touro University.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here, Dr. Goldschmidt.
Thank you. I appreciate joining you on this program.
Thank you.
I know that you have students who are already children of alumni, and so I'm sure that you've seen the trend change and shift in quite a number of directions over the years, but one that I've seen in the last 10, 20 years is that people who were more likely in the past to have naturally pursued the obvious degree education are now more open to considering the possibility, or it's becoming more of a real option for them to choose vocational training or certificate programs. I'm curious as to what your advice is to somebody who's looking to make that decision, traditional degree versus fast track program.
I think a decision in terms of what you're going to pursue for your future, because this is about your future, requires first and foremost a bit of thinking and serious assessment on your part in many different areas. What are your interests? What are your aptitudes? What type of fields are really appealing to you? You're absolutely correct. There has been, in the past decade or so, a sprouting of a variety of certificate programs, most of them in the technical fields, specifically in computer science. By the way, there are many certificate programs that people pursue that first require a college education. Prime example, something that seems to be popular in the Jewish community, ABA. Well, an ABA certificate requires that the student first complete a baccalaureate degree. The difference between a baccalaureate degree and a certificate, in my perspective, is really twofold. On the one hand, is your perspective on simply securing that first job, and that first job is obviously very important, or are you focused on a longer trajectory? Are you looking at this in a long time perspective? And that is, I want to move ahead into a profession, into a career. How do I advance into that career and into that profession? If your perspective is to enter one of the many professions that are popular, lucrative, and very valid choices, again, you have to think about your interests and your talents and your time commitment, then pursuing that degree, pursuing a college degree, is much more effective and worthwhile than a certificate. A certificate will open a door. It will open a door to a first job. But even in a field such as technology, computer science, that certificate will train you for a particular area, for a particular computer language, for a particular segment of the technology. When that shifts, you will find that you're not equipped to change with that shift. On the other hand, to keep this example, a degree in computer science will give you a much broader perspective on data management, the theory of coding and computers, which will allow you to shift in a much more nimble fashion and to move ahead with your career. I often say to students, and again, we are just focusing right now on technology, where will a college degree take you in the field of computer science versus a degree that you have earned through a certificate or a boot camp, et cetera. And our record, we, Touro University, we have been serving the Jewish and the larger community now for half a century, opening doors to opportunities, to professional advancement, to enhancing lives and enriching lives. We have found that major employers will be much more likely to hire those individuals who actually come with a degree, a college degree, which doesn't take 4 years, by the way. And those individuals have a set of skills and a background that makes them much more valuable in that area. And again, we have only focused here on technology. Let me remind the audience that there are booming opportunities in the health fields, and all of those opportunities in the health fields, whether it's in medicine or dentistry or allied health sciences or pharmacy, all of these are areas where Touro University offers graduate and professional programs to supplement its undergraduate programs. All of these areas are areas that require that the student begin with a foundation of an undergraduate degree. It is impossible to enter these fields with a certificate credential alone. Again, this is not to belittle the certificate credential, but what I'm arguing is that that certificate credential, which is appealing, it's fairly short run, it's bite size, will take you a bit forward, but will not propel your career in a fashion in which a traditional undergraduate degree would.
For the next question, I turn to Shia Rubenstein, the vision, the founder of the JCon conferences. Shia, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Good morning, Yitzchak. Yes. Shana, good morning, Dr. Goldschmidt. And of course, great to be back on the program as usual. So I guess, Dr. Goldschmidt, taking this to the next question, we see so many people today because of, you know, capitalizing on, you know, social media incomes and others, or even traditional, but more to, you know, real estate and other industries. There are many people who are on the fence about doing education to begin with, whether it be certificate or conventional higher education. So the question is, what are your thoughts, you know, to those people who say, you know, I see so many people are making it without degrees.
Well, the term making it is an important concept. And the people that you see making it, the people who are highlighted in the media, in the community, are indeed great success stories. And they have moved ahead, some of them with a degree, many of them without a degree, because they had certain skills, personality types, talents, etc. You can become a salesman, obviously, without a degree. And if you have the right personality, you will be successful as a salesman. What I always tell students, and I've been working with students for more than four decades, and we are very proud of the record of Touro University in enriching lives of so many thousands of students in the Jewish community and the general community. We have been doing this for half a century. What I tell students is, do not become enamored of the star stories. I don't want to name individuals, but in our community, there are well-known stars, individuals who shine with their success in the fields that you mentioned, real estate, the health fields, some other related areas. What is neglected when the limelight focuses on the success story stars is the vast majority of individuals who do not fall into that category. So yes, indeed, there are stars. There are stars who have succeeded. Yes, indeed, there are opportunities that certain individuals can pursue if they have the drive, the talent, and the personality, and they can succeed without that degree. But our argument is that that degree will give the vast majority of individuals a set of competencies, a set of skills, a mode of thinking that will enable them to launch professional careers that will not take them to the level of multi-million dollar earners and revenue, but will take them onto a career professional path that has potential for advancement, that has potential for very decent earning potential in terms of one's needs and one's budget. And for the vast majority of the individuals in our community, our recommendation remains, and statistics bear this out, college graduates have greater earning potential than individuals who do not have the degree by and large. So yes, there are stars, there are opportunities, and there are entry points for individuals without a degree. And those success stories are worthy to read about, to try and emulate. But what I am emphasizing is that on a macro level, for the vast majority of individuals seeking an appropriate credential that helps you enter a profession or a particular field of work is still the wisest choice, and it's certainly, I believe, the most prudent choice, rather than simply going solo and saying, I do not need a degree, and I'm simply moving on. I sometimes find that young people are enamored. They land that first job. They see the money. Show me the dollar. And they're making a nice first paycheck. But that nice first paycheck, what will it translate into some years down the road where they have a family and family expenses, et cetera, and they lose sight of that?
So Dr. Goldschmidt, this next question, I think you touched on it earlier about not all degrees are 4 years. Let's face it, the young generation are all about, right, Amazon Prime, you order it, you get it in 2 hours. How is the college scene addressing that?
Well, you're raising an excellent question. We live in a generation of what some call instant gratification. Amazon does deliver, in fact, in 2 days, and it's a guarantee they provide. You cannot complete an education in 2 days. On the other hand, and there are some who say you can complete it in a very short period of time. On the other hand, what I would like to point out is when people think of college, they think of a traditional image, a four-year bachelor's degree. Well, let me indicate to you that we at Touro University have been providing options and opportunities for meaningful, lucrative baccalaureate and professional degrees that do not require the four-year college degree a preparation. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples where this is possible. One example, we are leaders in New York in the field of health sciences and medicine. Touro has today a medical school, a dental school, a pharmacy school, allied health programs and physician assistant studies, occupational therapy, physical therapy, nursing, speech language pathology. I always say, with the exception of one or two institutions like Columbia and New York University, nobody offers as many options and possibilities in the health science fields as Touro does. We don't send students to other institutions. We ourselves offer these options. Now, in these fields, in the allied health sciences, our programs enable students who complete a certain number of undergraduate credits. For some fields, it's 60 credits. For some fields, it's 90 credits. But it's not a total baccalaureate degree. Enable students who have then the qualifications to enter our graduate programs, which are basically master's programs in physical therapy. It's a doctor of physical therapy. It's a professional doctorate. So the joint programs in the health sciences speed up significantly the time to degree. So the option there is for a speeded up degree. A second example, we are introducing and launching this coming summer an accelerated program in accounting. We have had an excellent program in accounting now for a long time. The statistics on the most recent CPA examination show that Touro ranked second in New York State on the pass rate on the uniform CPA exam, which is an indication of the quality of the program. The accelerated program we are launching is a structured 17-month program to the baccalaureate degree, which will enable students to sit for the CPA exam. And as a second option, we are introducing a joint bachelor's master's program, which students who are qualified could complete in 22 months. Even in other areas, I would like to emphasize this, the notion, I am not considering college because it will take 4 years. While it may take 4 years at some institutions or many institutions, it will not take you 4 years if you pursue your education, your degree studies at Touro University. And I do want to add to that a factor which is important, which is always an important factor in decisions. When you make a decision, there are two elements of cost. One is time, because time is valuable, and there are opportunity costs, as economists would say. So speeding up the degree will help you. Secondly, speeding up the degree will help you in terms of the cost, because you're spending less time at a college or a university. And thirdly, I would like to emphasize for our audience that as a private university, which has served the New York community, as I said, for half a century, our tuition, which is in the $18,500 to $20,000 a year, is a tuition which is well below that of the tuition charged by most universities in the New York area. So it doesn't take 4 years. The options are there. And as I say, we have very strong programs. By the way, we mentioned technology. We have our graduates working at the most prestigious firms, whether it's Goldman Sachs, the Federal Reserve Bank, Northwell Hospital, etc. The opportunities are there. And I tell students the value of a baccalaureate degree remains solid, and it does not require a long-time commitment, as many still think, in a stereotypical fashion.
Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, Dean of Students and Vice President for Planning at Touro University. Tonight's show is a preview of the upcoming JCOM Planning Your Future Parnassa Conference, which will be held on Sunday, May 7th, 2023, at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and around the world on the powerful IR Radio Network. Tonight's show is all about the upcoming JCon, Planning Your Future Parnassah Conference, which will be held in Brooklyn, New York and at the Palace on Sunday, May 7th, 2023. We are now joined by Dr. Ellie Lassen, CEO of Lassen Talent Solutions. I'm co-hosted by Mrs. Shayna Karen and Shia Rubenstein. Shia, take it away.
Pleasure. Love how the show is going. And Dr. Lassen, welcome all the way from Florida. So thank you for joining us this evening.
Great to be here.
Quick question. With regards to the wonderful work you do and Lassen Talent Solutions, can you explain what meaningful parnassa is?
Meaningful parnassa is something that I think about quite often because especially when I counsel young people, I think that the values of our Jewish, our Orthodox, our firm lifestyle really go beyond just the paycheck. And I think that many people focus just on the paycheck, just on the income opportunities. Sometimes they look at it from a very short-term perspective. A term that I speak about with my wife a lot is sipo kanefesh, and really focusing on meaningful. We have so many opportunities in life to touch others. Sometimes if we work outside of the community, we can be an Or LaGoyim. If we're working just in general, we have opportunities to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim with how we go about doing our work. And I think having that perspective when going to work is quite important, because very often the short term is going to run its course. You know, sometimes if a job situation does not work out, then you have to kind of find something else. And having that perspective going into the workforce of having a parnassa that's meaningful, that's schedule friendly to some extent, understanding that everybody's going to have to make some adjustment, I think is quite important. You know, just this isn't a shear or anything, but when we think about making Birchas HaTorah in the morning, where we make it in the morning and then we go to work, so why don't we have to make Birchas HaTorah again? I think it's a Tosfos who says that we really have to calibrate our lives so that throughout our workday, we are always somehow connected to Torah. Now, it's not necessarily opening up a Gemara or a Mishnayos or anything like that, but it's really living life according to Torah values. That's the end of my shir. But I do like to focus on meaningful parnassa, not just the income, which is, of course, important, but having something that's going to give somebody sipo kanefesh, that's going to give somebody a satisfaction, especially if they're in the helping professions. Dr. Goldschmidt was talking about some of the health professions that are helping other people, that are healing others. That, of course, is going to be intrinsically meaningful. But even if you are an accountant, being an Or LaGoyim in terms of doing things ethically and by the book and so forth, I think that all contributes to the meaningfulness of one's parnassa and professional persona.
Now I turn to my co-host, Mrs. Shayna Karen.
If I could I know this is publicly on the air, but if I could just take this opportunity while I still have the mic to thank you, Dr. Lassen, for, you know, all the behind the scenes and preparation, and to you, Dr. Daniela Wozniak from Yeshiva University Global. I know I came a little bit late to the show, But I know there was a lot of, you know, back and forth in preparation, whether it be for this show, but more importantly for Dr. Lassen, to your point of helping people who are, you know, we're reaching out to the masses, whether it be on this platform or at the upcoming event. But, you know, everybody has to do something for a living, but sometimes, and both of you choose to do something which will be impactful to tens of thousands of people. So thank you for all the hard back work in preparation for this and the big event. So just wanted to take that quick opportunity. Thank you.
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Back to you, Dana.
Absolutely. Thank you. Dr. Lassen, I love what you shared and your integrative approach from all angles. And I know in your role in the university and as part of Lassen Talent Solutions, you get to speak to people and give them advice when they're choosing their career path. What is your opinion or your advice perspective on helping people or advising them to choose a good career path when they don't have a degree?
When they don't have a degree. Yeah. It really, the answer to that question really depends on at what stage in their life they are contacting me. And if they're reaching out to me earlier on in life and they are less encumbered by responsibilities, so I will try to encourage some type of degree. Now, as Dr. Goldschmidt said, it might be a certificate, which is an entree point. It might be some sort of bachelor's degree or even an associate's degree, let's say in a field like cybersecurity. I will always favor some sort of professional training. In some of the work that I do for a nonprofit organization within the community, I still do that very part-time. I am contacted by individuals who are later on in life, primarily women who have experienced, unfortunately, divorce. And I still take the perspective of some sort of training, but I do understand that their responsibilities at this point in their life are more significant. So if it is at all possible to get the support, whether it's emotional or financial or watching the kids, I will try to direct them in that way. Obviously, you have to figure out what they might be good at. I don't do formal assessments, but I might refer them over to formal assessments and, at minimum, I will ask them, you know, maybe to explore maybe something through PCS, an organization within the community, or maybe a community college where, as mentioned before, they can earn an associate's degree or even a certificate to get them on a track that previously they may not have been on. Because many of the women that I work with have been working as teachers and other professions that may not have been paying as much as they really need at this stage in their life, especially with their new situation, their new marital situation. So I even without a four-year degree, I think that there are entry points. But it takes a certain amount of support, as mentioned before, but also commitment to go down that path, as opposed to just continuing doing some of the things that they have been doing that might not be effective any longer.
If I could just jump in, I think that's also the beauty of what YU Global is also trying to really put out there, which is, you know, to, of course, YU as an institution is here for higher education, but offering certificate programs in all these, you know, new areas that they're rolling out, I think that's really one of the beauties of what's, you know, about to come. So
Yeah. And I love how Dr. Lassonde is talking to people in every type of situation, because it's so easy when people are looking for career advice to get the traditional advice, which works for maybe, you know, someone who's single, maybe has the support, whether financial or other. But there are so many people, such a large percentage of the population, who are struggling with careers who aren't in those situations. And I love the advice that you gave that, you know, really can help each person find an entry point wherever they are.
Right. And if, can I just jump in really quickly? Sure. I love what Dr. Lassen said. And I think one of the things that he's made, the point he's making, is that there is no real one size fits all model. And I think in traditional higher education, we maybe have approached it that way. And I think really for contemporary needs, labor force needs and human being needs, we actually can take a look at a range of offerings and then match that with the range of skills and interests and career paths. And I think that that kind of flexibility and fluidity and the stackable nature of the workforce development that we're all doing is just so important. And I so appreciate, Dr. Lassen, your ability to meet people where they are and to help them go to the next step. That too is what YU Global is about. And so I'm glad that you're in this part of the world as well.
And I'll just add, Shia, and say that I've really had the privilege of collaborating with other professionals in the field. All three of my children are proud YU graduates, and the Career Center there gave them some really great opportunities and internships. I've had forums with Chaim Shapiro, I think that the educational institutions within our Orthodox space, working together and being represented at the JCON event, I think is really a great thing, because each institution, and certainly from my perspective, we deal with maybe a little bit of a different niche, a different slice of the Orthodox community. But I think at the end of the day, we all have the same thing in mind. As Danielle said, meet people where they are. So I just wanted to really give everybody encouragement in the upcoming event. Really, it's an opportunity to not only work together, but to share our collective wisdom with the participants.
Well said. Special thank you to Dr. Ellie Lassen, CEO of Lassen Talent Solutions. Tonight's show is a preview of the upcoming JCON Planning Your Future Parnassa Conference, which will be held on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. Tonight's show brought to you in part by the JCON Conferences. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saplis right here on 710 WOR. Tonight's show is all about the upcoming JCON Planning Your Future Parnassa Conference, which will be held on Sunday, May 7, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. Now we turn to Dr. Chavi Goldberg, Dean at Machon Tamima, and I turn to my co-host, Mrs. Shana Karen, for the next question.
Absolutely. Welcome, Dr. Goldberg. I love the work that you're doing, and I believe that the word that I used when I heard about what you're doing was revolutionary, and I believe it's really incredible and so necessary. It's amazing that it's finally being done. So the Machon Temima offers young women a different way to earn credits while maintaining a religious lifestyle. Can you tell us a little bit more about how important it is for religious women to have such an option when seeking higher education and even degree, and go into, you know, a little bit of explaining how the program works while they're pursuing a degree, and how it fits in with, you know, the bigger picture of really what their lifestyle goals are at the time?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here. I'm not a dean of a major school, but I hope that what I do bring into the job world and the Jewish world is impactful. So when you asked in the questions about a different way to earn credits, I understand that to be, or the answer that I see to that question is, you can earn credits by learning Torah. And so my mission is to enable women at whatever stage they're in to gain credits through the courses at Machon Temima, which are all Torah-based. There are many fine institutions across the gamut of subjects, of niches, of needs that will be career readiness. But my piece is to bring in Torah into the lives of the young people, and anybody, really women of any age, to continue as they continue their lives in their parnassa during their schooling, so that their continuing education of Torah does not lack behind what they do in their careers. We know that for whatever career you're in, there's always continuing education. Girls are coming back from seminary, or they're not coming back from seminary. Maybe girls have chosen not to go to seminary. The niches of and the ways that women continue their education and what they do post high school, in it itself is a moving trajectory. And maybe 10 years ago, everybody went to seminary, but today that isn't the case. So and this is a little bit of the piece of that Shana asked me to discuss of where did I start from? Where did I get this? And the bottom line is that I started Machon Temima when I saw that there were fewer seats in the seminaries than numbers of girls completing high school. And so if there was going to be a lack of opportunity for girls to go into higher education in Torah, I was going to change that. And at the time, a boy could get smicha online, and my program, incidentally, is completely online. And so if a boy could get smicha online, a girl could certainly go to seminary online. And that's where my doctorate came in. I already had a master's, and I said, I'm going to set out to change that. And I went into a doctorate for the simple reason that I would be able to talk to people like Dr. Wozniak and Dean Goldschmidt, and they would, hopefully, my prayer was that they should see the value of, or any dean, the dean of New York University or anybody, not just them, but they would see that someone would took their money and put it where their mouth is and got that degree, so that they know that the courses that I produce are of quality. And all of the programs that we have highlighted today are quality programs. And I want that the Torah that the girls learn in many, many subjects, from historia to halacha to chumash, and that I discussed the programs of chumash on the phone with Shane on Friday, but everything that I produce is, to the best of my ability, of quality, and it moves the students to the next level, not just maintaining their knowledge from when they were in high school, but continuing it on as adult women. If I can add one more piece, I know I'm talking a lot. I don't know if you'll get to all the questions, but one of the pieces of our courses is that we want to make that the content is relevant to women and relevant to us as adult women. So when we were in high school, we were in elementary school, we learned stories. I'll give you an example of one of the courses. We have a course that's Women in Nach. That's the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, the prophets and the writings. It does not include the Chumash women. That was just the way the course was designed. But part of the discussion postings that we have are prompting the girls to hold a discussion with the other students that they're in the course with about how does that relate to me as a woman today. I don't want to leave even Rachav in the annals of history, not Esther Hamalka and Ashes Ovadia, that many people don't even know who Ashes Ovadia was, and why is she an important person for us to focus on and to learn from. But part of the piece of every course that we have is so that the girls can relate it to themselves. They're not just people that lived before. Okay, we don't dress like they did, but they are women as we are, and their challenges and the things that they strive for in their lives, we are so much the same, and we can see and we can look at them as adults. We couldn't do that when we were in grade 3 or 4, but we can now. And through the courses that we have in Machon Tamima, the women will be able to and are able to see themselves, and their lives are enhanced by learning the stories of our Nevi'is and the people that we have in the Ksuvim for that will enhance our lives also and help us through the challenges that we face.
Thank you so much. This is Shia Rubinstein. I know we've spoken previously, and I'm just going to jump in here with a quick question, but thank you. And just to re-clarify, you keep on mentioning, you know, seminary and young women, but I know that your program does reach out to women of all ages, which is important. Quick question. What challenges do you think young women face when it comes to a higher education and getting a degree?
That's a great question. And thank you. Thank you for asking it. So there are many areas where girls, young women, as they finish high school, where are they going in their lives? And there are challenges. And the challenges, we haven't talked about that on this forum. But for example, a girl who is going from a high school, from an Orthodox Jewish high school, where they are always girls and boys are separate. When they go into an institute of higher education, unless it is a Turo or Yeshiva university, it's going to be mixed. That can be quite a shock. There are many girls that go into community colleges where they're thrown into a co-ed environment. They're not prepared for that. It's a shell shocker for them. And that's difficult. And so having the availability of the all-girl, all-boy separateness and the Torah that they learned on a continuing level through Machon Tamima is a very, very important thing for parents to know about, so that they can know that there's options for their children and they can feel comfortable about that. Another thing is that when they go into higher education courses, they could be facing hashkafas. They could be facing courses with concepts that have been crossed out of their textbooks when they were in high school. And those are ideas that can be antithetical to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism. And that is also a difficulty.
I don't think it's far-fetched to say that you're the Sarah Schneer of this generation. It sounds like you're really, found the struggle and where things are going. And thank you so much for being here and sharing that.
This is Dr. Wozniak from YU Global. I just want to jump in with one important little tidbit. Dr. Goldberg and I speak about once a week. And the topic of our conversations are, how can we help? How can we think where women are and where do they want to go? And how can we plan for that together? So that's a lot of hashkafa and a lot of creativity in one phone call. But again, your listeners and our listeners should know that that we combine our forces, combine our thoughts and our brilliance and our creativity and our problem solving to create the very best opportunities for people.
What a special segment with Dr. Danielle Wozniak, again, Vice President for Global Strategy and Business Development at Yeshiva University, alongside Dr. Chavi Goldberg, Dean at Machon Tamima. For more information about the upcoming conference, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back, a very, very special show. In case you're just turning in, you're just tuning in, where were you? But don't worry, by Monday morning, Michal has it up on Spotify and all the other popular podcasting channels, and it goes up on YouTube in short order. Tonight's show is a preview of the upcoming JCon Planning Your Future Parnassa Conference, which will be held on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. And as Dr. Wozniak pointed out, it will be staffed by many professionals there that, yes, they're representing many different institutions, but they genuinely care. They want to see that the young generation are going to pursue a career path that they're passionate about, that they're interested in, and they'll be successful in. And now we turn to Chaim Shapiro, Director of Office for Student Success at Turing University. Chaim, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me. I think I'm the first one here that's not a doctor, so you want to talk about different career paths, right? But my path was not through the doctorate.
Chaim, it is commonly seen that the younger generation isn't academically inclined, okay, and struggle to commit to a four-year or more school. What would you say is the best advice for them?
It's a great question. I think that I probably reject the idea that this generation is different. I think we've been saying that since antiquity. There's some quotes going around about Socrates saying something about this generation being X, Y, and Z. And I've actually given conference workshops among my career services colleagues that I call post-millennialism, a generational retort, where I argue that the generational theory is not really as strong as it should be. And people are what people are. I don't think there's that much of a change. But look, the idea is that people want to do what they need to do to get where they want to be. There's a famous joke in career services where people come into the office, and this is true at everyone, not just Turo. They come in and they say, well, where can I get a job where I don't have to work very hard and I earn a lot of money? And I always say, when you find that, let me know, because I would love to have the exact same job. But the point is that people do what they need to do in order to be successful. My brother is an MD, he's a physician. And there are no shortcuts to that. You have to go through the years of medical school and the years of internship and the years of residency. And I think people need to make an honest assessment about themselves to figure out what is the best career path for them. And once they figure that out, they need to invest the time and the effort into doing what it takes in order to get there. Now, Dr. Goldsmith was talking about all these famous stories that everybody knows, that people got rich quick and they have right out of college, they got into a great profession. Like you said, that's a minimum. That's probably a smaller number of people, not doesn't happen for so many other people. But I think it's important for people to make that honest assessment and to be realistic. And once they decide what their career path is and college is the correct place to go, they need to put the investment and the time and the effort, by the way, into doing well into that particular program.
Now I open it up for my co-host, Mrs. Shana Karen. Again, thank you for joining me here on the set tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Amazing to be here in person with you, Chaim. I think the funny backstory to this is that we've actually met and interacted and gotten to know each other really well through LinkedIn. And so I would love to hear your advice on utilizing LinkedIn for a career, because, you know, I think it used to be this like very old fashioned, like old people, no one even considered it social media. And now more and more people are coming over from different platforms and just like realizing this little, you know, I feel it's like this little secret that we've had the whole time that this is where jobs and business really happens. And this is where people actually, you know, build their careers. So tell us a little bit how you advise people as a LinkedIn consultant and how they should be using it to build their careers.
It's also a great question. Thank you so much. I know your sister's also a real expert in the LinkedIn space. So I'll plug her as well. But I think LinkedIn really changed about 5-6 years ago when they changed the user interface. Prior to that point, it was much more focused on people looking for jobs. I've actually given conference workshops trying to help people get around the fact that engagement was not that good on the LinkedIn platform 6-7 years ago. That's really changed over the last 5 or 6 years when they changed the user interface. And you have a lot more B2B and much more expertise that's being expressed on platform itself. And I think that's where people need to get in and really try to discover who they are. Now, this wasn't available when I was a kid, obviously. I couldn't go and look and see what experts were saying about their particular professions. And as somebody who works in career services, I know a lot about a lot of different professions, but nobody knows it better than the people who are actually doing it. And LinkedIn gives you the opportunity via searches to find the people who are the industry leaders and actually follow what they're saying and get an idea about what is actually happening in the profession. Now, one thing that's very important that I want to point out, and I think people minimize this and they shouldn't, is because I think the next step after you identify those people is to engage them on their posts and to make sure that you're looking good. So you need to be able to say things that actually present you in a positive way, but your profile needs to be optimized because you don't want people checking your LinkedIn profile, and your LinkedIn profile is not where it needs to be. But that opportunity is there. People have the opportunity to really get that guidance that really wasn't available before. And then once they make the decision as to where they want to go, they can start building their professional reputation by engaging the people who are making the decisions in these places and really get involved with them and build themselves up as professionals.
Shana, since you are part of Mishpacha, the family of Mishpacha magazine, perhaps you tackle the next question.
Well, I mean, I'm curious. I think this week Mishpacha covered right, your career, and that was a fascinating read. If anyone didn't, I think it's available online about having a career as a marketing director. And then Chaim wrote a very very exciting Mishpacha article, which spoke about something that I don't think was ever spoken about there before. Entering yeshiva, enter corporate. And all of the, I found, you know, pretty hilarious that kind of things that happen. But what is your advice for someone entering the workforce and how to prepare for that?
So thank you. You know, first of all, don't make the mistakes that I made is one of the things I would advise people. If you read the actual article that I wrote, a lot of it was about mistakes that I made and things that I didn't know. But the first piece of advice, come to my session at JCon because we're actually going to be talking about that specifically, nice. Giving a call to corporate, which is they don't teach corporate in yeshiva session on that. Now, this is something I address with Turo students all the time. And the first thing that I always tell them is you need to find a rabbi who really specializes in business-related issues that you can go to for guidance. I never give any halachic advice. That's not my place. I'm not an expert. But they need to find the person who can give them that kind of advice. What I try to advise them to do is they want to be aware of the challenges before they come up. You don't want to be backing yourself up against the wall when a person puts out their hand for the first time because you never thought to ask the rabbi, what do I do in that situation? And what the rabbi advice gives you, always follow. I said that people should never, ever compromise their principles for the business world. But in order to know what the challenges are and where you need to go and what you need to do, it's very important to understand where those lines are. A couple of things that I think is very important. Sometimes I see some yeshiva guys who think that because they learn Gemara, their abilities are significantly better than just about everybody else. And just about everybody that I've worked with and spoken to, the doctors before us who've gone to premier PhD programs will tell you there are a lot of very intelligent people out there. Gemara gives you a lot of great skills. Don't get me wrong. But to think that you're going to be at a higher level just because you'd studied Gemara is not something that's going to be a value to you when you actually go there. But you have to also be aware of a lot of the issues that'll come up. I'm going to a conference in New Orleans and I have to worry about the kosher food. And you know, when they give the kosher food on the plate, is it punctured? Is the seal punctured? Sometimes they actually give you the actual kosher food, but they plate it on the actual plate that comes from the conference. You need to be aware of all those things. I also spoke once at a conference and I was stuck in a hotel in Philadelphia. Luckily, there was a show about a mile away, but you don't realize what issues there are with Shabbos just going in and out of a hotel. Can you use the elevator? Can't you use the elevator? Any lights that you're going to trigger when you're walking out? My advice is to always do a dry run first to make sure that you're not tripping anything that you're not aware of. And also, I spoke to my RUV. I had to walk down the stairs, but are the stairs alarmed? Are they not alarmed? You have to know all those different things. But there's all sorts of things, closed door meetings, holiday issues, issues with having different political perspectives. So it's very important, I think, for people to get that understanding of who they are so they can maintain themselves but be able to approach these challenges effectively.
And as Chaim mentioned, he's going to be giving a session on this at the upcoming JCon conference, Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
Welcome back. This incredible show tonight, previewing the upcoming JCon Parnassa Conference. JCon, planning your future Parnassa, which will be held on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit attendjcon.com, attendjcon.com. I'm co-hosted by Mrs. Shana Karen, Shia Rubenstein. Shia, floor is yours.
Yitzchak, thank you so much for once again the opportunity and highlighting with so many amazing professionals. We have a great lineup, you know, from Yeshiva University to Turo to we have our next guest, Danny, and Dr. Chavi Goldberg. So it's extremely exciting to get different perspectives within the same industry. If I could just turn to Shana Karen, who has been a leader in the space of coaching, mentoring, and testing. What are your thoughts on not only the event, but career overall?
Thank you. Thank you so much for putting this together and Yitzchak for hosting us. I mean, it's amazing to see when we could combine forces and even just in this one show showcase from every angle, whether it's, you know, someone choosing a certificate program, whether people concerned about their spirituality, you know, different levels of degree programs. It's incredible. To me, the most important thing when choosing a degree, I think that It's challenging specifically in the religious community because people are under such a time pressure. There's, you know, people feel such a stress of, you know, from the time of being, you know, 18 years old, and there's just pressure to go into the next stages of life so quickly. And I mean, I know I felt this when I was 18, and it's, you know, you're getting started and what are you going to do and what are you going to be? And young people feel like they have to make this one-time career choice. And I think by attending JCon, people will get a really good perspective on seeing people in every stage of life. And even the presenters themselves, I think, have fascinating career stories about having made shifts, you know, and choosing and getting further education, changing their jobs. Danny himself, I'm looking forward to hearing from because I think his career story is amazing. But what I wanted to show people is that, you know, careers are dynamic. Life is dynamic. It's important to not run after what's the cool thing at the time or what seems to be very profitable, but really just to start with yourself and, you know, let go of all the noise around you and think about what am I good at? There are some really great assessments that you can take to find out what your exact skills are, what your personality type is, and, you know, really coming up with a solid plan. So I think that attending JCon will show people all the different areas and open their minds to things that I wish I would have seen when I was that age. And I'm just excited for people to get to see that now.
Well said. And I think that's really the importance of the event, because the reason that we plan the event is in reaction to, you know, people coming out of school or people coming out of Kollel, and they have a few children and they take that first dead-end job because they don't know that they could invest in a certificate course or a higher education. And they think perhaps it's too expensive, or as Dr. Goldschmidt said earlier, I have to invest 4 years of my life just to be able to start. So you can either take the dead-end job and then, you know, start again, or you can invest a little time in your career. And a lot of the people that are going to be attending are people who actually went to work and they are a few years into their job. They're not seeing the success. They thought they would climb up that ladder, and you're 3 or 4 years later, but you're not making the mid six figures that you thought you would. And people are rehashing that and saying, you know, perhaps I should do a certificate course, higher education, because there are alternatives, there are financial aids. Maybe I can keep my job, but work towards an higher education or certificate program and do both at the same time. But at least I see the trajectory changing over the coming years.
Yeah, and if I could jump in again, I also want to point out to people where you can make a second choice. I have a degree in education and I spent the first decade of my career in that. And then I went through an exploration, and sometimes what was right for then isn't going to be right for the next stage of your life. And you've hopefully progressed as an individual, and there's going to be more that you can do. And so this event is also geared towards people who are at any stage but looking to make that decision. And as long as you can constantly keep in tune with yourself, with what are you naturally good at, what are your skills, what are your current life goals, I think that a few people, Dr. Wozniak, Dr. Goldschmidt, touched on what I see commonly happen of people getting stuck in a job that is high earning but has no potential. And I want people to be able to see past that.
Well said.
Can I jump in? Can I say one sentence?
Sure.
One of the things that was a bit of a thread between many of the discussions that we had this morning is transferable skills. And I think that all the schools of higher education, including Machon Tamima, pride themselves on availing on keeping within the program. It's not just content-based. Our programs are skills-based. Our courses are skills-based, so that my particular area is self-regulation. And the self-regulatory skills are vast. We call them soft skills in the education world. But the areas that each of the schools have been discussing, and I think many areas within higher education, are focusing now on incorporating incorporating both content and the skill set that are transferable as a person moves from one career in life to another, and that can happen.
We now turn to Danny Gavin, founder and instructor at ODO Academy. Danny, you are the founder of a digital marketing agency. The field seems to be the up-and-coming career choice. How can students keep up with a field that is constantly changing and updating? I mean, AI is the rage now, and how does one go about that?
Yeah, so first of all, it's wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
Shia and Shayna, great to see you guys and everyone else as well. So yeah, the best way to keep up with the changes in digital marketing is truly social media. It's amazing the influencers who are out there, both on Twitter and on LinkedIn. I think it's like one of the industries where people are so giving, right? Sometimes in an industry, people want to keep all their secrets to themselves. But when it comes to digital marketing, especially like the people who are top at the game, they are sharing the most information. So if you're following the right people, you're learning and seeing things all the time. And for those people in our community who aren't comfortable with social media or aren't there, there are plenty of blogs and websites that you could visit. Also sign up to their newsletters and get, you know, newsletters daily or weekly with the information that's changing. So like you said, it's changing all the time, so you have to be on top of it, but there's a lot of ways to be plugged into that information.
Turn to Shia.
Very well said, and pleasure to meet you at this interview. I know we've spoken previously, but it's good to put a face to the name, and thank you. Just that, you know, our audience knows, you know, Danny is not only a leader in his space, but he's been, you know, previously teaching courses within our network. So we're extremely grateful as well. So Danny, as somebody who teaches courses online and in person, can you tell us about some of the courses that do differ greatly based on the setting?
So it's funny, like being a professor, I'm also a professor at the University of Houston. So I think being in person is kind of a selfish thing. I personally like teaching in person, but I think, since COVID came along and all my courses switched and, now courses through Audio Academy, I feel like online is the way to go. It provides so much flexibility. I mean, imagine you're working a job in the city and there's this great, college in Brooklyn and you how do you do the job and get to the course at the same time? Like the fact that you have these options now to have a high quality education online, it's amazing because it allows you to do so many more things, especially for mothers or fathers who have multiple children and they need to find the time. So obviously you need to find the right course, right? The courses that are going to engage you, make you do work and be very involved. It's just sitting back and watching videos that really doesn't do anything. So I think that these days, you can get the same level online as in person. And it's a gift that we've been given so that everyone can have the chance to get an education, no matter where you are, no matter what stage of life you're at.
Wow. I love that. And I've seen so many people who have followed you and learned a lot and, taken some of your courses and been able to, start new careers or get into other jobs. Now, it's interesting because when people come and ask about digital marketing, there's really such a wide a range of careers and industries that use digital marketing. Can you tell us a little bit about how people can use digital marketing and how it applies in almost any industry?
Yeah. So traditional marketing is not dead. If you look at like most of the people who find my courses are through traditional, right? Through Ami and Mishpacha, it's pretty crazy. But if you think about it, digital marketing is becoming the norm and it is becoming the main. I like to explain that digital marketing is primarily search engines and social media. So people finding your businesses or your services through search engines or social media, and each one of those have a paid aspect and an organic aspect. So that means you can post content and people can find it, or you're paying your content to reach different people. So when you think about it, as things are changing, that's how people are finding your businesses. So a business out there, if they want people to find them, they have to adapt and adopt digital marketing strategies. And that opens up room for these wonderful jobs that are out there because people need digital marketers. Think about, you could literally knock on, go to Lakewood. There's all these wonderful corporate parks now. You could literally knock on any door and say, hey, do you have an opening for a digital marketer? And yeah, they do, and they need it. So having those skills, being able to understand how digital marketing works and how you can utilize it for a specific business, it's really hot right now. And it's not hot like it's passing, no. But I like to say eventually they're going to take away the word digital because all marketing is going to be digital.
What an incredible show. What an incredible show. I'm going to get a lot of feedback right away like, oh, where can I find it? How can I get... By Monday morning, it will be up on Spotify and all the popular podcasting channels. And of course, this is going to become a very popular YouTube clip. Tonight's show is all about the upcoming JCon Planning Your Future Parnassah Conference, which will be held on Sunday, May 7th at the Palace in Brooklyn, New York. The event will provide guidance, mentorship, education, and career advice to the incoming students entering college in the near future. For more information, visit attendjcon.com. Attendjcon.com. Just have to wrap up by giving a special thank you to my co-host, Mrs. Shayna Karen, noted career consultant. What's the name of your company? How can people find out more information?
We keep it simple. Shayna Karen, shainakeren.com.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Of course. And a special shout out to Shia Rubenstein, the visionary. Behind all the JCon conferences, we had up in the show Dr. Danielle Wozniak, Vice President for Global Strategy and Business Development at Yeshiva University, Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, Dean of Students and Vice President for Planning at Touro University, Chaim Shapiro, Director of Office for Student Success at Touro University, Dr. Chavi Goldberg, Dean of Mechon Tamima, Dr. Ellie Lassen, CEO of Lassen Talent Solutions, Danny Gavin, Founder and Instructor at the ODO Academy. What an incredible show, but we're out of time. This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on The Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.